In a historic agreement, the federal government today announced it will fund tribal efforts to bring salmon back to the Upper Columbia River. Two massive dams have blocked salmon from that part of the river for close to a century. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has the story.
When Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee dams were built for power and flood relief, they cut off Upper Columbia tribes from salmon, a culturally important food source. Hemi James is the vice chairman of the Coeur d'Alene tribe.
It cannot be overstated what that took away from my people, the lack of not only to get those salmon out of the water, but the gatherings that took place.
After years of planning and cultural salmon releases above the two dams, the Upper Columbia tribes estimated they need millions of dollars for the next 20 years. Now the Bonneville Power Administration has pledged $200 million over the next two decades. And the Department of Interior is kicking in $8 million.
It's time to sign this historic agreement.
During this phase of reintroduction efforts, biologists plan to build hatchery and passage facilities for the fish. I'm Courtney Flatt.